The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, as we mentioned earlier, the absolutely shocking weekend murder of Laura McKee has absolutely appalling. It's the type of thing that we thought was never going to happen in the north again, but we saw the rioting and the Craigan in Derry by Republican dissidents and them shooting, and unfortunately she was killed. And this new IRA outfit today admitting responsibility but saying that they were shooting just at the police, as if that was in some way all right. And we had these dissident Republicans as well pretending to be in some way inheriting the historical past of this country, doing their march in military fatigues down O'Connell Street at the weekend. And many people decided to mock the cut of some of these Muppets in their fancy dress parade going up and down O'Connell Street. But I was taken by a tweet I saw today by Dr. Mary McAuliffe, historian and lecturer in gender studies at University College Dublin. You don't like some of the language being used by people in social media. Why not, Mary?
Well, I think people can use whatever language they want, but and again, I was when I sent that tweet out about saying we shouldn't fat shame, or we shouldn't use the language of fat shaming to challenge
body
these people,
shaming, I think, is what
or
you
body
said, yes.
Shaming, yes. They were saying, oh, you're shutting down free speech. And I think, no, I'm not shutting down free speech. I'm just saying I think this is not the way to criticise this group. I think if you start down that road, and I did find some of them funny, I will admit that, some of the tweets that people put out. But then I thought about it and I thought, actually, what we're doing is we're turning this into a joke. And it's not a joke. A young woman on the cusp of having done some brilliant things already and on the cusp of a brilliant career, talked about the fact that the communities from which these men came didn't receive a peace dividend. And this is why there is still this sort of activism and actions going on in these communities. So you have to look at why these people are doing it and why they're still bringing guns to riots, and they're shooting guns into crowds of people where anyone could get shot. And that is exactly what did happen. And it's not because they're fat or overweight or look ridiculous in costumes. It's about their deeds and their ideologies. And I think when you start fat shaming them or body shaming them, as happened with people who are on pride parades. I mean, I've seen tweets about people dressed up for pride parades and people going, look at the state of them. This happens all the time on Twitter, and I think we have to be better than that, particularly those of us who would have more progressive politics, I suppose.
Yeah, your tweet said, would appreciate if all body shaming of Sarah stopped. Body shaming is a major tactic of the alt-right, especially
yes,
against
is.
Women. Let's not imitate them. These are vile men and women, not because they're overweight, but because of their deeds. Focus on those. Hashtag stop body shaming. Joe O'Shea, journalist, you were one of those who was tweeting, mocking these individuals. Why so?
Well, I tell you, Matt, it's not because I want to turn it into a joke by any means. And I don't think people who are making fun of them are turning it into a joke. I think what we're doing is, I'd defer to people like Mel Brooks and Spike Milligan, who actually fought fascists in the Second World War and spent the rest of their lives ridiculing them, because what they understood was the power of ridicule, and also the power of the people are feeling powerless by what they saw at the weekend. Right? We can't do anything about it, really. And then these guys are marching down our streets and marching in Cork as well, by the way, as well as Dublin, and marching in Glasgow, flying over there from the north to march in Glasgow. We feel powerless. So what's the one thing we can do? We can ridicule them. And what does that do to them? These people crave legitimacy. They want to see themselves in the tradition of Collins and Colony and Wolfe Tone. And if ridiculing them is one way of saying to them, you're not. You're not the brave flower of Irish manhood that you think you are. You're not in the tradition of these people who came before you. And we are going to laugh at you, because it's one of the only things we can do is laugh at you. So I'd be very careful normally myself. I'd never get involved in fat shaming or body shaming or anything like that. But in the case of these guys, I'm prepared to make an exception.
Aoife Barry, Deputy Editor of the Journal.ie. That's the way I would have read all of the material over the weekend. Lots of people that I know who were doing it would be pretty large individuals themselves, but it was the sort of, it was the idea that these people putting on military uniform, thinking of themselves as being so important for some reason, that they were inheritors of some great tradition. And yeah, mock them instead. Look at the state of this lot. They couldn't fight for anything.
First, I'm assistant news editor, but I can see why there is the urge to ridicule and to mock somebody who, you know, we saw that Sarah came out with their statement after the death of Lyra McKee, the appalling death of Lyra McKee, and the videos of what went on that night. You know, you can see a young person with a gun, you know, surrounded by people. It's just absolutely shocking. And to see their statement coming out after that just led to, you know, the political leaders in the North coming together for the first time in how many years. We don't even have the government up in Stormont there. Everybody's united against what's been going on, and everybody's united against what Sarah said. But the idea, I think, that we fall back on stereotypes that people are more and more realising are very lazy stereotypes, and really, you know, very, very reductive, and can actually turn the conversation into something that it shouldn't be about, that can sometimes undo these feelings that we have around trying to stand up against something and trying to assert ourselves against something. And I think that was the fear of a lot of people on Twitter. It was, hang on, this discussion is turning into these lads look stupid in their jumpers, when really it should be, hang on, this is a group that's marching down O'Connell Street after Lyra McKee's death. And, you know, what is Lyra McKee's legacy, and what would she want people to be talking about? Lyra McKee's friends went and did a really powerful thing, and they actually got their hands painted in red paint and put them up against the wall of Sarah's building.
Incredible bravery. That was so much braver than putting on your military fatigues and walking down O'Connell Street.
Incredibly brave of them. They were there being watched by the people who used that building, and they were so eloquent. Her friends have said so many important, strong things about what life is like for people post Good Friday Agreement, for young people, just as Lyra was writing about. And I think that's what we need to be talking about. I get that people are ridiculing people. I get that that's how we fight against it. Like Joe said, like Mary said, that's how we bring people down. But at the same time, conversation has moved on so much, you know, in the last number of years. Fat shaming is a topic people are really concerned about too. So it's going to collide with that ridicule, I think.
Okay, but Mary, I'm just going to read one of these tweets out to you, because this struck me as a very clever parody. This is mocking these individuals and what they believe in and what they stand for. It was to the tune of the men behind the wire. Chocolate bars and snacks and buns made us have enormous tums. Now, isn't that a good way of actually using humour and not in any way denigrating the seriousness of what happened, in fact really emphasising the point that we have no time for these individuals and their stupid shaping and mannerisms?
Yes, and I did actually see that tweet, and I must admit I did have I thought it was a very clever pun, but I think also you have to be very careful about how you approach this on social media, because on social media, mostly body shaming is used against women, and particularly women who have opinions. So it's all about, you know, you look like you ate all the donuts, et cetera, et cetera. We've all experienced it, any of us who are on social media.
But it happens against men as well. I mean, I'm not saying that makes it right, but it happens.
Absolutely, not to the same extent. And even when I put out that tweet today, I have been trolled already during the day with people saying, oh, there's the feminist at it again, and what do you expect from somebody in gender studies and all this sort of thing. And what I'm talking about really is, I don't care that they're rotund. I don't care that they look silly in those uniforms. What I care is these are men who think it is legitimate to either use guns themselves or put guns in the hands of younger men and send them out to kill, and send them out to try and destabilize the peace process. And in the process of doing that, kill a wonderful young woman who defended the rights of feminists and defended the rights of LGBT people and defended all sorts of rights. And I think it is making less of her and making less of the peace process and making less of what we need to do, using this sort of humour by just, you know, making a mockery of them, making them seem lesser. They're a challenge. They're serious people, and they are intent on murder, you know. I think laughing at them just pushes them back into their silos. Challenge their deeds. Challenge their ideologies. Don't challenge the fact that they have a pot belly in a jumper.
Joe, shall I leave the last word to you? Because I genuinely would have thought that the vast majority of people mocking these individuals would have exactly shared Mary's views in relation to them having no legitimacy, the seriousness, the dreadfulness of what they're effectively endorsing with their marching.
Yeah, Matt, everybody is challenging their views, their political views, their ideologies. Everybody is doing that, and they're used to that, and they'll expect it, and that reinforces their sense of us against the world. Ridicule and laughter and pointing at somebody. They used to say that Nazism would never work in a country where they laugh at the goose step, right? ridicule is a very important weapon, and sometimes it's the only weapon that decent people have, because you can shout at these guys until you're blue in the face and they won't listen to you. But if you laugh at them, that will get to them. And that also is, it's a way of fighting. It might be a silly way, it might be a dumb way in some respect, but it's a way of fighting back against them. Sometimes the only power that we have is to laugh at these guys.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you all very much for being with us here on The Last Word on CFM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.